For Lord's Day number 18 of the Heidelberg Catechism, I'll read the question if you could respond with the answer. Question number 49. What benefit do we receive from Christ's ascension into heaven? First, that he is our advocate in the presence of his Father in heaven. Second, that we have our flesh in heaven as a sure pledge, that he, as our head, will also take us, his members, up to himself. Third, that he sends his Spirit as an earnest, by whose power we seek those things which are above, where Christ sits at the right hand of God, and not things on the earth. Why is it added, and he sits at the right hand of God? Because Christ ascended into heaven for this end, that he may there appear as the head of his church, by whom the Father governs all things. And so we're continuing on in our study or our examination of the Apostles' Creed, which we just made confession of. And the question arises, as we've been working our way through, we're looking at the person and work of Jesus Christ. The focus now is on the statement that we say we believe that he ascended into heaven. And the question is, well, what is the comfort or what is the benefit that you receive from this truth? And the answer is threefold. Number one, that we have Christ as our advocate in the presence of his Father in heaven. He is our defense attorney. He is our comforter. He is the one who stands in our place, in the gap. He is the one who intercedes for us. He cares for us more than we care about ourselves. He, from heaven, does rule and love us, his church, his elects. Secondly, we have our flesh in heaven as a sure pledge that he, as our head, as the head, will also take us, his members, up to himself. We have the earnest, the down payment of Christ himself and the Spirit of God. In 2 Corinthians 5:5, we read, "Now he that has wrought us for the same self thing is God, who also has given unto us the earnest," or the down payment, "of the Spirit." And so we have our flesh in heaven. In one sense, we are already there. Paul says in Ephesians, we are seated currently, right now, seated in heavenly places in Christ. And so by the ascension of Jesus into heaven, we also are there. As it says, we have our flesh in heaven. We're as assured of heaven later in the future when we die as we do right now. And thirdly, he has, as I just read, sent the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is working in us. He is the one who is all-powerful, and we seek the things which are above, where Christ sits at the right hand of God, and not the things of the earth. That work of seeking is the work of the Holy Spirit. So then the question is, well, the next statement is, why is it added that he sits at the right hand of God? Why does the scriptures talk about his seating? What does it matter whether he's standing or sitting or lying? What is the point with the idea or the understanding of seating? And it's the idea of exercising authority. It's honor and authority. Christ ascended into heaven for this end, for this purpose, that he might appear there as the head of his church, by whom the Father governs all things. So God governs all things, we know that, but he does so through the Son. We've said this over and over again when we were working through the book of Acts. If you want the summary of the book of Acts, it's heaven rules earth now. Right? Remember that? Heaven rules earth now. Heaven meaning God the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, especially has been given that authority by the Father to rule earth now. Not someday, but now. And so that brings great comfort to us as well, as we've just said. He's ascended into heaven. He sits. He exercises authority. He protects his own. He judges. He will come again to judge. And so we have great comfort as we go through life, as we struggle with things that trying to understand and try to apply the Word of God, try to address our current situation and the future. We know that we have someone that is protecting us. He's our great shepherd, and he's not far away. He's right there with us. We gather in his name even today, but he says he's with us at all times, even though he is seated in heaven and ruling from there. Amen. Amen.